You know, it's kind of weird. Listen, it's kind of weird sometimes. We come to church and we see other people getting it, and we're kind of sitting there going, man, what's going on? And, some people just seem to be a little more in tune to God and what's going on. And maybe, just maybe, you're feeling a little bit ostracized. No, sir, I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last night. Ostracized means set apart, a little alone, a little out of it, okay? That's all you get today is that one. Relax, it's okay. But if you're feeling a little ostracized, use it in a sentence three times, it'll be yours forever. I think the Holy Spirit's put it on my heart today to kind of explain some things, all right? Just to kind of explain some things. Now, to some of you, this may taste like review stew, okay? To some of you other people, it may be like, wow, this is really tasty. And I'm hoping that some of y'all don't choke on it, all right? If you get to choking on what I'm preaching today, look over at your neighbor very calmly. Your neighbor will help you along, amen? Amen? Now, before we get started, I just want you to think about this. Before you get started, I just want you all to think about this. Jesus said, and he should know, okay? We'll just figure that out right away. That unless a man be born again, he shall by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven, okay? Jesus said that. It's in all the Bibles that I've ever read, and I've read a few, okay? It's a kingdom statement of qualification, okay? Somebody said, well, we're all God's kids. No, we're not. The Bible says that some of us were children of wrath and disobedience, okay? And some of us have asked Jesus into our hearts and took on a new nature, okay? A new nature. And it's easy as fishing, okay? Easy as fishing. And Jesus said something really cool. He said, all those, and this is in Luke chapter 6, somewhere around 37. He said, all those that the Father give me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Which is really good news, because basically, let me paraphrase that. You can't screw this up. I'm in that one, man. I want to be in that column, right? I don't know about y'all, but I screwed a bunch of stuff up, amen? Still do. Still standing, though, amen? Still standing. Praise God. That's a little thing we like to call grace. And grace is no little thing. It's no little thing. It's a wonderful thing. And that grace is what you were feeling today when we were praising God and the love and that. And that warmth and that embrace from God, that's the grace hug. Amen? That's the grace hug. I want you all to turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, okay? If you do not have a Bible and cannot afford one, one will be provided for you free of cost. Okay? Amen. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, okay? Hopefully will be good, okay? You do not have to exercise that right if you don't want to. Feel free to hallelujah and shout a little bit, amen? Amen. Come on with it. Come on. Participate, all right? Romans chapter 8. Right about now, everybody's saying, wow, what a wonderful man, what a sweet preacher. You have not known me all the way through. Amen. I get mad. I get ignorant. I kick things. I throw things. And we're going to talk about that today some too. All right? Are we cool with that? We're going to look at both sides. I've looked at love from both sides now. That's all an infomercial. So I remember that song. All right. Okay. Turn with me now to chapter 8, Romans. Are you there? Okay, you're going to hate me now. There is therefore. Stop right there. We can't start out with a therefore. You got to know what it's there for. All right? Don't ever start out in a therefore and think you know something. We're going to have to back up into 7. Now, I'm going to paraphrase 7 some, but this is what I want you to do. God created the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day, He rested. All right? Okay? Day of rest. I want you all to rest in chapter 7 today. I'm going to preach on chapter 8 some. I want you, when you go home, to get into 7. Won't take long, all right? But this is your assignment, okay? Boy, it got quiet in here. How many of y'all did homework in high school? How many of y'all graduated? Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to paraphrase 7 a little bit. See, he's saying, look, here's the law of God, all right, the Ten Commandments, right, the law written in stone. If you drop the ball in the law, we can throw rocks at you till you die. Wow, that's not gospel, is it? That doesn't sound like good news to me. Man, I don't want to get stoned. The law is there so you know that you don't have an inroad with God at all, according to the law. You can't make it, man. You ever told a lie? Sure. Yep, no good. Throw stones at him. You ever done this? You ever done that? Well, yeah, I guess I have. Well, you're no good then. The law, you ain't going to make it trying to follow the law, amen? Nope, it's only through the blood of Jesus who came to fulfill the law, not take it away. He fulfilled it. Okay, you following me? Amen. By His obedience to die on that cross. Jesus took all the sin of the whole wide world on upon Himself, sickness, everything the devil got, sickness, fear, all that junk, sin, on that cross, for who? Me. Say me. Me. Make it personal. Me. So what? So we didn't have to pay the penalty, so we ain't got to pay the penalty for the sin. Amen. All right? That's God's grace, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Punishment from sin. Jesus already took the punishment. Are we doing all right so far? I didn't lose anybody? Okay. So, Paul's talking at 7. He says, man, I don't get it. When I'm trying to do good, I drop the ball more and more. I want to serve God, but I keep screwing up. Oh, man, what am I going to do? I don't get it. And then we go into chapter 8. Are you ready? This is the good news coming on now. All right, you ready? Are we flowing? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. In Christ, the anointed one and His anointing. Christ is not Jesus' last name. It is who He is, the anointed one of God and His anointing. That's a special from God. Guess what we are? We are Christians. Okay? We are Christians. I don't know who this Chris guy is. I'm not impressed with him. But I am impressed with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen? Amen. So I'm a Christian. I don't know about y'all. All right? I want to be more like Christ. I don't know who Chris is. Okay? But I do want to be more like Christ. Amen? Okay. So, which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law couldn't do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in me. See that? Where it says I, say me. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Come on with me. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now pay attention here. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay, now let's take a look at that here for a minute. All right. Now, minded, did you see that word? Everybody knows what minded is, right? Do you? I looked it up in the Greek, and this word means to think, to regard, to hold an opinion, to set one's mind on, to have a certain attitude, to regard, to be like-minded, to savor, to care. I like this one. To set your affections on. To set your affections on, okay? So we're talking about the mindedness, right? What are you setting your affections on? See, here's where it's going to get a little tough. What are we setting our affections on? What's going on in our head all the time? All the time. 90% of the time. Majority of the time. Not just Sunday morning. Please, not just Sunday morning. Not where we're watching Joyce Meyer on TV, but all the time. All the time. What are we setting our affections on? And listen, kids, I want to tell you something. This will determine your victory in life. I'm tired of seeing y'all come in here all beat up. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, downtrodden, whooped. We're not victims here, hallelujah. We're victors. Say with me. It ain't over till I win. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on with me. What are we setting our affections on? What's going through my heart all the time? Where's my mind at? Where's your mind at? Where's mine at, boy? Right there. Right there. Because you know what? That is the answer. This is the answer to everything that goes on. Listen to me. I got a problem with some people that say, well, you know, that's way out there. Listen, I want to tell you something. The spirit realm, which is where we're supposed to be thinking, right, is more real than what you're sitting on. And I'll tell you why. Because spirit created this wood. Spirit created this wood. Are you hearing me? So what's more real? Y'all watch that stuff on TV, paranormal activity. It's becoming very, very popular. You know what the world's just figuring out? There's stuff out there you can't see. Yeah, I got good news for y'all. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So bring it on, punk. I'm thinking about going out and buying every haunted house there is at a big discount. Cleaning the demons out of them and saying, go on, y'all, have a house. Amen. Just as easy as that, ain't it? Yeah. Do not become fearful of stuff you can't see, but rather, let's embrace the one you can't see because he's got power over all that, and he gave it to you. He gave it to me. The book says so, I believe it, and that settles it. You can disagree with it and live in failure all your life if you want to, but I'm thinking I'm agreeing with what this says, and I'm going on. No matter what. No matter what, I'm going on. I had an assistant pastor here. God bless him, he's a senior pastor over at Elwood City now. Man lost a leg. Still standing tall, hallelujah. Still standing tall. Took on a whole new leadership role. Hallelujah. Couldn't stop him. Take a leg. He ain't hearing that. Bless God. Moving. It don't matter what comes your way. Who's your God? Who's your God? Who are you setting your affections on? Come on now. This word carnally. Are you seeing that one? Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. What's carnally mean? Anybody know? Want to take a guess? You want me to read it to you? I'll read it to you. Carnally. Flesh, body, soft tissue of a creature, ligament, sinew, humankind with a focus on the fallen human nature, which is frail and corrupt, in contrast to immaterial or spiritual things. It refers a lot to the sinful nature. Now, if you're always thinking on your flesh or fleshly things, well, Pastor, that's pretty real. It's death. It's death. We'll do a little science experiment for you scientific people. All right? If you think all the good stuff's in the flesh, don't wash it for 4 days. By the end of that fourth day, if you have not noticed, someone will be along to point that out. There ain't no good things in the flesh. I want to tell you guys something. This flesh thing that you're walking around and that you're looking at is nothing more than a vehicle. That's all it is. And it carries your spirit around in it. And if your spirit is born again unto God, it's alive. It's alive. They can't find it in an x-ray. They can't find it with a sonogram. They can't find it with a CAT scan. What are some of them other ones? All them three-letter things they look. Colonoscopy. They can't find it with any medical thing, but we know it's in there, don't we? Hallelujah. How come? Because it's alive, glory to God. It's alive. That's the breath of life in us. How many of y'all felt alive before you got born again? Nobody. How about after? Man, God starts talking to you. The flowers smell better. You're looking at stuff you never paid attention to before. That's the cutest bug I ever saw in my life. What you looking at? That bug, ain't it cool? Yeah, man, that's a pretty cool bug, but I think you're stepping in dog log. Oh, man, that's still a cool bug. God will have you to see some things you ain't never seen before. It's always been there. You just ain't never noticed. That's the spirit of life inside of you if you're born again, if you've asked Jesus in. Oh, hallelujah, man. This is the good stuff. We've got one more word I'm going to teach you today. Are you ready? Pneuma. Pneuma. Come on. Pneuma. 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 Spirit. Pneuma is the Greek word for spirit. Pneuma. Pneumieo. It's a bunch of spirit. Plural. Pneuma. Are we ready? But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's that word pneuma, which means wind, breath, things which are commonly perceived as having no material substance. Can you see the wind? Know it's there. You know it's there, don't you? How do you know? Your hair gets all messed up. Take shingles off your roof when it kicks up good, huh? Got to chase your garbage cans in the morning. Are you hearing me? Can't see the wind, but you know it's there. Amen. It's life. It's breath. It's things which are commonly perceived as having no material substance. By extension, we're going to talk about the spirit, the heart, the mind, the immaterial part of the inner person that can respond to God. This is the part that responds to God. It's who you are on the inside. Remember, Paul talks over and over about the hidden man of the heart. He's talking about the pneuma, not the flesh. If you're only concerned about what groceries you got in the refrigerator and what so-and-so said about you, you are carnal, fleshly. That's enmity against God. Enmity meaning deep-seated hostility. How many of y'all ever been up against somebody that was deep-seated hostility? You don't want to hang out too long, do you? Huh? I don't want to be there too long. Okay, see you, bye. Whew. Love you, man. Jesus, he needs you a bunch back here. That's deep-seated hostility back there. Nobody wants to be around that, including God. What am I saying? What are you saying, Pastor? Teach us something, okay? Paul just told us by the vision of the Holy Spirit that to be carnally minded or thinking about this thing all the time or what's going on in your little world all the time is death. It's enmity against God. It's wrong. It's wrong. There's no profit in it. How many of y'all would go to work for 3 or 4 weeks without getting nothing? Me neither. Forget that. I'll go find a job somewhere else that actually pays. I know us contractors are like, well, we've done it. Right. Did it work? No, that's not profitable, right? You ain't going to be in business long. So why would we chase after stuff that's not going to profit us anything, right? Why would we chase after the things of the flesh that are immaterial, carnal, here today, gone tomorrow? Here today, gone tomorrow. How many people here have had a really nice car? How many of y'all still got it? They come and they go. Amen? Ron Taylor, I'm sure you had a spiffy car when you were in high school, and it ain't around no more. No. But it was cool then, but it ain't around no more. How come? They come and they go. What about God's Word? Forever. Forever. What about the kingdom process? What about the kingdom process? How about seed time and harvest? Forever. You're looking at an apple and thinking snack. Right? God's looking at the apple, and you know what he's seeing? Orchards and orchards and orchards forever and ever and ever, world without end. Amen. Amen. Oh, the world's going to end. That ain't what the Bible told me. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We got to be spiritually minded. Snack? No. Orchards. If you're spiritually minded, that's how you're going to look at stuff. My job here is to teach you, to get you to look at, is that mine? It ain't. I don't know how to shut it off. It's a new one. It's got all kinds of stuff and it's scaring me. To be spiritually minded, to be thinking on things above and not on things here. Okay, why? Because the things above will get you all the stuff here. Amen. We got it backwards. We're always thinking of the stuff and then thinking of God last. When we think of God first, he'll supply all the stuff. Amen. He don't want you poor. He don't want you sick. He don't want all this stuff. He don't want you miserable. He don't want you getting beat up, doing all this crazy stuff. He's not in that. He wants you to give you peace in life. Are you going to have trouble? Yes. Is he going to help you through it? Yes. He is if you're thinking on him. If you're going to do it yourself, you're done. You're going to always have what you always had. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. Well, that was deep, huh? How true and how simple, though. So what we got to do here, remember what you guys are going to read? Seven. And then you're going to read. And a few of you are going to get excited and go ahead and do. Just a few. I already know the numbers are slanted again you. But I know some of y'all are going to go home and say, you know what, that crazy tattooed, earring wearing, smiling. Do y'all ever see what, you ever see a chia pet? We prayed for more hair on this head, and I'm getting it. I'm getting it. And suddenly. See that? He grew hair. Look. Look. He grew hair. He did. You can loosen up, fella. It's okay. I do this all the time. Jesus was a fun guy. He's cool. He has a ball, man. Yeah. You know, I know that all little kids run up on him. You ever see somebody walking around like this? They're usually not accompanied by a lot of little kids, huh? Little kids are usually hiding. If we would be more spiritually minded, that's combining these two. Somebody give me Romans 12, too. Would somebody help me out here? Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2. Somebody help me out with that. Romans chapter 12, 2. Hi, Loretta. Nice to see you. I thought you had a V8. Romans 12:2. Ready, read loud. Renewing our mind, renewing it from what? How about from being carnal to being spiritually minded? How about that? Maybe that's what he's talking about, huh? You think? I'm not that smart, but I can figure that out. Now, knowing it's one thing, and guess what? Doing it is entirely different, right? Right? My wife knows I know how to run the dishwasher. She's just not sure about my doing it part. All right? Are you hearing me? Remember, we talked about this. If you were trying to cut the grass all summer, how high would it be? If you were trying to do your dishes, you'd run out, wouldn't you? Trying to do laundry, you'd be at the store buying new ones because you never washed the dirty ones you had. So trying and doing are two different things, amen? We got to be doers of the word, not just a hearer only. How come? You'll get ate up, chewed up, fall by the wayside. That's what happens if you're not doing this thing. If you're not 100% sold out on this, why bother? What's the point? You're going to be the most miserable people on the planet. But when you decide, when you make that quality decision, you know what? I hate the way I'm living. I can't stand this. I've got nothing but trouble and turmoil and no peace. And my God, my finances are torn up. My family's a wreck. I can't seem to get it right. You can't, but He can. And when you make the decision to become spiritually minded and quit looking at all the stuff that's eating you up and start looking to Him for the answers and believe in Him to make it right, it's on. I can't make it any more simpler, can I? I don't know how to do it. I try my best. But this is all I know. Jesus and the power that raised Him from the dead exists in us, the believers, when we get into it and access it. Okay? George could have $1 million in a checking account. $1 million. But if he never writes a check, he could die poor and broke. I can't believe he died poverty stricken. He had $1 million in the bank. He never wrote a check on it to meet his needs. God's up there. He's got all your needs already met. We got to start writing some checks.
Amen.
Now watch this. You might be a little nervous, not believing you got $1 million in your account. Write one for 10 and see if it'll pass. Believe for something here. And ask God for it and believe Him. And watch that thing don't pay off. And then you believe Him for a little bit more. And maybe a little bit more. And pretty soon you're entering into a relationship with Him that's flowing. Are you hearing me? That's flowing. You can't be on it 1 week of the month and then expect anything to come out of it later. My God, if you were planting tomatoes and just put them in the ground and walked away, you ain't getting much. The weeds will get it. You ain't watered it, right? Nothing's going to happen, but when you cultivate, when you stay in there, when you apply some Word of God into your life, guess what? That's when things start happening, amen? That's when it starts happening. Don't be a hearer only, be a doer. We got to do it. And guess what? You can do it. Second Corinthians 5:17, loud reader. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Give me a loud reader. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hope I got the right one. Go ahead, read loud.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Thank you. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ. Christ? Oh, Christ! Okay, I want to make some differentiations here. Is that a word? Differentiations? Daryl? Daryl likes it. It is now. Although in favor? It's in. Between Christ and Christ, all right? I'm really on this today. Christ and Christ. I'm a Christian, okay? I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, all right? The anointed one and His anointing. And the book just said that if anyone be in the anointed one and His anointing, all right, he is a new creation. Is that the same as yesterday? Huh? 5 minutes ago. No, new's new, right? New's new. It's always new. It's always fresh. It's always now. Right now, new. The new I talked about 2 minutes ago is not new anymore. It's obsolete. This is new. You are a new creature starting right now. Amen? Old things, what's old? A minute, second ago is old. Gone, right? That's your past. Past is gone. Are you following me? Whatever happened to you yesterday is over with. Are you hearing me? Today's new day. Okay? Old things are passed away. Behold, all. You got to love that word. You got to love that word. All. All things. All things have become new. All things have become new. I don't care about yesterday. I don't care about this morning. It's new right now. Amen. For who?
Me.
Me. Take it personal. Bless God, that's for me. I'm going to run with this word. Listen, the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro across the whole world trying to find out who He can show Himself strong upon. If you're sitting down here meow-meowing and wah-wah-ing and boo-hooing, He ain't got nothing in it. What's He want to hear? His words. He understands that language. Bless God, He ain't understand the devil's meow-meow language. He don't care about that. He's waiting to hear something from what He said from His book coming back up at Him. Then He can go, hey, man, you know what? Come here. Shh, come here. Shh. Y'all hear that? Listen. That one down there. Hey, they're speaking our language down here. Give me a whole bunch of angels. Go down there and bless that one. Poof. That's what it's all about. You're walking around crying and meow meowing and thinking wrong, believing wrong. Ain't nothing happening for you. Are you hearing me? We got to change the way this thing works. We got to think about the stuff out of here, out of that Word of God, and then things can start changing. I see some people sitting here disinterested. Come back next Sunday. Maybe you'll get it. I'm hoping you make it back next Sunday. You got to take this to heart. You got to take this to heart. I'm not eloquent. I'm not pretty. I ain't easy. I can't sing at all. But I've been through some stuff. I didn't get this good looking from running. I probably should have, but I didn't. I'm not that smart. I got my GED and the DOC. All my friends went to Penn State. I went to State Penn. They got out in 4 years, took me 5.5. But you know what? I learned more. I learned more. I learned more. I'm watching these guys with the PhDs driving the BMWs having a hard time at a red light. I'm just sitting there singing the praises of God, picking my nose, and I ain't worrying about them at all. They're all ate up and concerned about some stuff, but who cares? You know, God's got my back, amen? If God be for me, who can be against me? I don't care about that, you know? I don't. You ain't got nothing to pray about, turn on the news. Get busy. There's a lot going on there. Pray about the congregation in this church. There's a lot of stuff that happens in here. I ain't going to bring it up. Start praying for one for another. Pray protection around everybody. Amen. Psalm 91. There's a good one to write down, remember, and pray every day, especially for your pastor who loves you and cares for you. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Y'all should write that down and pray for pastor every day. Psalm 91. Yep. Psalm 91, be a good one to pray for your pastor every day. Yourself and your family, Psalm 91. Okay. Did I get that over? 91? Psalm 91, brother. You need to be praying that over your pastor, pastor's family, your church, you know, friends, loved ones, and everybody.
I believe it.
Psalm 91. Here you go. Thanks. Psalm 91. Did everybody get Psalm 91 down yet? Can I move on? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I love miracles. Hair on the head. Listen to me, following God can be fun. It is. I have a good time doing this. But you know what? It's my lifestyle. It's my heart. That word is in my heart. And stuff comes against me. I get mad and I get in the flesh for a minute. But you know what? I back off and go, you know what? You got me under control. If y'all knew me before, you'd know I'd stay mad for months. Like dangerous, you know. Hold a grudge forever. Be hating your kids for something you did. Beating up people that look like somebody I didn't like. What are you nodding about? You remember that, huh? Thanks. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. What I'm trying to tell you is this is change, man. Change. Continue in your love walk. Continue seeking God. Don't worry about your past. Just continue focusing forward. Yeah, the past will catch up with you sometimes, but you know what? Pray that down. God's got your back. Just keep pushing forward. Just keep pushing forward. There's no pause in this thing. It's always fast forward. Amen?
Amen.
Let's just put it on play and keep it there. And if you ain't liking play, hit the fast forward. Man, we'll just keep on zinging. But if you're not spiritually minded, it's enmity. It's deep-seated hostility towards God who is trying to bless us. All right? So kind of keep that in mind. I don't know why my life sucks. Because you're saying it. Because you're not thinking on Him. Yes, sir. Psalm 91, Charlie. No, what were you saying? Do you have your contract negotiated with them? Do you have a contract negotiated with them? I mean, you guys have a set thing of what you're to earn when you're down there doing your job? Throw in a couple tires. They want you. They'll give you the tires. 2 15-inch round ones. Little nubs on them for the back. Round is good. Tread's good. Tell them. Say, to avoid any inconvenience, y'all look for me a pair of snow tires. They'll do it. That's Kubota guys. They're good like that, huh, Timmy? We know them guys. Them Kubota guys are good. They'll hook you right up. Will God use a sinner to bless you?
Yes.
He sure will. I've seen it lots of times, man. I've seen it lots of times. But here's the trick. Ask Him and He'll send it. Don't ask them. Ask Him. He'll send it. You know, I'm going to tell you guys something. God knows way more people than you do.
Amen.
So when you're asking God for something, He'll send somebody to you. Because chances are we wore out everybody we know. Amen?
Couple three times,
you know. So let's start asking Him and believing Him to send somebody. To make it happen for us instead of wearing out. Listen, when you're in trouble, run to the throne, not to the phone.
Amen.
He wants to hear from you. Oh, I don't want to bother God. You bother everybody else. He's the only one that wants to hear from you at this time. So let's go to the throne and not to the phone. Amen? Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it alive. Let's keep it fresh. Let's keep it changing His way. Amen? Anybody here don't know Jesus, come on up and get Him today. Anybody got a prayer need, that's fine too. Anybody want to get baptized in the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues, come forward today. Anybody want to get water baptized, that's Wednesday, not today. Anybody want to learn more about the Word of God, that's Tuesday at 7 right there.
Amen.
All right? Anybody really want to grow, come show up on Thursday night at 7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whole different bunch here on Thursday. Woo. Woo. We get some stuff going on here on Thursday nights, amen? And tonight, who's preaching tonight? George is preaching here tonight at
6:00.
Don't miss him. He has a unique style and a unique message from the Lord. Amen? I love you. God bless you. Need prayer? Come this way. If you brought kids, take them with you. Please take them with you. Yeah, hey, listen, no kids for Bible study on Tuesday. No kids for Bible study on Tuesday. Not until I can figure something out. That's temporarily on hold. All right, I love you. See ya.